In Buster Keaton's film, The General, Buster Keaton has to share top billing. Not with another person, but with a thing. The General. What kind of thing is The General? Well, just listen to the music. The General is a train. That works really well for the Alloy Orchestra, the group that over the years has become quite well-known on the silent film circuit, because it gives them an opportunity to use their huge array of percussion instruments to portray the train known as the General in the Buster Keaton film. That is one of three films that the Alloy Orchestra, which is actually a trio, brought to the World Financial Center's Winter Garden for the 2007 edition of our annual New Sounds Live silent film series. We've already heard the Alloy Orchestra's score to the early Hitchcock film Blackmail. On this edition of New Sounds, you'll have a chance to sample some of this music from Buster Keaton's The General, and a very different side of the Alloy Orchestra. Eagle is the name of a film that starred Rudolph Valentino. It was made back in the mid-1920s by Clarence Brown and presented with a new score by the Alloy Orchestra in a much more romantic vein on the evening of February 8th, 2007. So we'll be hearing from both of these scores and from the Alloy Orchestra's dueling percussionists to tell us how they got made in the first place. All of that coming up in the next hour on New Sounds, program 2644. I'm John Schaefer. Glad you're with us. Let's take you right out to the Winter Garden Atrium of the World Financial Center for the first of our two silent film scores from the trio known as the Alloy Orchestra. This is from the film called The Eagle on New Sounds. Thank you. Music there from the Alloy Orchestra, a trio that specializes in new music for silent films, performing live at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden, and music from the Rudolph Valentino film called The Eagle. I mean, it's actually a Clarence Brown movie. It was made in 1925, but of course, starring Rudolph Valentino. Let's find out a little bit more about this. The Alloy Orchestra is a trio. Keyboard player Roger Miller was with us last time talking about their new score to the Hitchcock movie Blackmail. You'll meet percussionist Terry Donahue a little bit later on when we get to the Buster Keaton film The General. The other percussionist in the group is Ken Winokur, and he'll tell us a little bit about this score. Ken, we've presented the Alloy Orchestra at the World Financial Center on a number of occasions in the past, and you know, many of our listeners have seen you guys at Celebrate Brooklyn and other places around town. The Alloy Orchestra has a reputation, and it is not a reputation for lush, romantic scores.
That's true.
What the heck are you guys doing with Rudolph Valentino and The Eagle?
We have been doing this for a long time. We've done, at this point, about 27 scores, feature-length scores or collections of shorts. And if you're going to do that much, you have to change things up and keep it interesting. Otherwise, we would just, you know, it would be a job instead of playing, as we like to call music. So this film actually became available to us not just to perform to, but my wife and I actually were able to purchase a negative for this film, make the print ourselves, and along with that, a whole variety of Rudolph Valentino films. I happen to love Valentino. I think he's got an amazing currency today. And the combination of him with Vilma Bankey, who is the lead woman in this thing, there's real electricity and real fireworks between them. They brought the pair back again for one of his next films, The Son of the Sheik, which is his best known and probably best respected film.
The funny
which
thing,
hopefully we'll be doing in the near future.
Uh-huh. Funny thing about The Eagle is, it's this kind of Robin Hood figure. Valentino, you know, he leaves the Tsarina when she's trying to seduce him and rushes off, and she issues a death warrant, so he goes underground. He becomes this kind of Robin Hood figure. It sounds very kind of Eastern European and dramatic and stuff. The audience was having a great time at the World Financial Center laughing through this film. It's really got an unexpected humorous streak to it.
It's the nice thing about this. I mean, it could have been a dreadfully serious film, but they kept it light. I mean, just the whole concept of the Tsarina of Russia falling in love with Valentino and him spurning her love and escaping and then her issuing a death warrant on him, it's ludicrous. It's very melodramatic and over the top, but not melodramatic as you expect a silent film to be. This one's actually got a degree of subtlety to the humor, the acting, and the plot itself.
And the plot, things that happen in the very first scene turn out to be pivotal, by the middle of the movie and then on through the end. Things are woven together pretty neatly in the story of this film. Are you following that in sort of weaving together the themes and the way that the score works?
Absolutely. We always pick, themes. I mean, it's how you tie together a long piece of music. You pick a single theme, you state it once, you get it into people's minds. As the character comes back or the particular situation, you bring it back, but you modify it. You keep it developing so it doesn't get static and dull. And we've done that all the way through this film.
Now, it is set in Russia. There is percussion, as there always is with the Alloy Orchestra, considerably less here, as we mentioned earlier, than in some of your other scores. The clarinet, you give your clarinet a workout. Terry's got the accordion going, which can give the piece a kind of vaguely gypsy, Eastern European, Balkan cast. There are parts of the score that are not so vague. It's like you guys are clearly trying to sound like, a peasant stamping dance or something.
When we pick films, we know what some of our strengths are, and there's the obvious ones of the big percussion barrages and the overly dramatic kind of music. But we also have done a number of Russian films, and because the other melodic instruments we happen to play, the two drummers particularly, are accordion and clarinet, it really lends itself to that Russian sound. So when we were looking for films, it was very obvious to us that this would be one that would maybe surprise people by being a little understated, but it would fit right into the kinds of talents and instruments that we have.
Ken Winokur is one of the two percussionists in the Alloy Orchestra. You'll meet Terry Donahue in a couple of minutes. And we met Roger Miller when we were discussing the Hitchcock film Blackmail earlier on New Sounds. this edition of the program, let's get right back to the World Financial Center's Winter Garden and this New Sounds live performance of the Alloy Orchestra's music for the film The Eagle.
Thank you.
lovely, romantic, uncommonly romantic score from the Alloy Orchestra, one of the many silent films that they've created a new music score for. This film, the 1925 movie by Clarence Brown called The Eagle, which starred Rudolph Valentino. There's a little more of this score, and then we'll dip into the Alloy Orchestra's live performance of their score to the Buster Keaton classic, The General. All of that's still to come. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds number 2644 from our New Sounds Live silent film series at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden, something we do each winter, February 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2007. My guests were the Alloy Orchestra. Let's wrap up the music that they did for the Clarence Brown film called The Eagle, starring Rudolph Valentino in a Russian Robin Hood kind of role. Here's some of the music from the Alloy Orchestra. The Eagle, 1925 silent film made by Clarence Brown and starring Rudolph Valentino, and now starring a new music score from the Alloy Orchestra. They performed that for us on our New Sounds Live series, our annual set of silent films with live music at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden on February 8th of 2007. This is New Sounds. The very next night, February 9th, the Alloy Orchestra were back to complete their three-part series. It had begun with a performance of the Hitchcock silent film Blackmail. I have to say, the Eagle, although it is an atypical score from the Alloy Orchestra, being very romantic and very lyrical, worked beautifully with the film. It was a really terrific evening. With The General, we knew what we were getting. I mean, this is a Buster Keaton film that is a known quantity. It's the kind of thing that Alloy really loves to do. And we took the opportunity to speak with the other percussionist from the band. You heard from Ken Winokur earlier, Terry Donahue, to talk about making the music for this classic silent film. This was the third of the three films that you guys brought for us in this 2007 go-round at the World Financial Center. The first two, Hitchcock's Blackmail, Rudolph Valentino and The Eagle, somewhat more restrained by Alloy Orchestra standards. This is a film score where you guys get to go whole hog, and it's back up to 11, right?
Exactly. It's back up to... This film was basically made for us, and we... It was on our list of films to do right from the very start, and we waited and bided our time a few years until the exact right print became available. Now we work with the most pristine, beautiful, restored print that you can get our hands on, and it's absolutely perfect for our style. It's a combination of, you know, great film, good print, accessibility, will we be able to get our hands on it and play it, and then copyright issues. So it's pretty complex.
And then what can you, as the Alloy Orchestra, do with it? And with Buster Keaton's The General, it's got everything.
Well, right from the start, where you meet Buster Keaton, it says he has his two loves. One is the girl, and the other is the train, which instantly makes the train a main character,
right?
Which makes us very, very happy. So not only is the train a main character, now there's subtleties within the train. There's the train when Buster's driving the train, and then the train once it gets stolen, and it's a Civil War piece, and they've switched roles around. So he's on the southern side, and you're rooting for the South in this one, and some northern generals come and steal his train. So there's lots of chase scenes, and there's, you know, the good train and the bad train and different, you know, different speeds. The train's speeding up and slowing down. So it's a lot of subtleties within this very, very, very important character.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the beautiful love scenes too with the girl. And it's very, very dramatic film, and the comedy, it just sort of flows into it. I think of it as much more of a dramatic film that happens to have some funny moments. You know, just because it's Buster Keaton, you think it's going to be, you know, nonstop comedy. And he is unbelievably funny. But, you know, the ultimate film is, you know, very serious and very dramatic.
And actually the ending is kind of poignant and touching in a way.
Yes, absolutely.
So Alloy Orchestra is known for its quote-unquote rack of junk. Of the three of you, you know, Roger pretty much sticks to keyboards. You and Ken are the percussionists, but you each play melodic instruments. You play the accordion, Ken the clarinet. In this score, are you and Ken basically doing mostly percussion and leaving the melody instruments alone?
Well, there's still clarinet and there's still accordion for the lovey moments, but there is a lot more drums. And there's a lot more of the traditional drum sounds. But there is certainly the rack of junk. It's not so much of the hard metal sounds. A lot of, you know, gongs and cymbals, a lot of tom-toms and snare drums and tambourines and things for the trains and the dramatic.
Now, it's funny, we say silent film, but of course none of these films were genuinely silent back in the day. They all had scores, you know, usually an organist playing along. Sometimes you got an orchestra or whatever. Do you guys ever get a print that actually has its original score, and somehow maybe that kind of seeps into your awareness of what you're doing when you're making the new score to these films?
No. No, we sometimes we'll hear it, but our approach is so our own and so, you know, set in the present. We don't want to, you know, look back and make it, you know, a dusty experience.
Right. So you're not trying to reconstruct either the Civil War in the case of the general or 1926 or whatever the year was.
Correct. I mean, there's sometimes where in the films we do, the scenes themselves force us to play something from the time period. But for the most part, it's, you know, there's been so much more music in the you know, 80 years between when these films were made and now, it would be, you know, crime not to utilize that. Mm-hmm. And also it helps with modern audiences, we find, to sort of bridge the gap between then and now. And the fact that these films can really stand on their own at this point, which is why we choose them in the first place. We try to get the best films that we possibly can that can stand on their own. And so now it's not necessarily looking back. It's, you know, trying to create something new and have this film stand up right now. And these films really do stand up to the test of time.
The film is called The General by Buster Keaton. The music is new, relatively speaking, from the Alloy Orchestra. And this performance is from our annual New Sounds Live silent film series at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden.
Thank you.
Well, you don't need the film in front of you to get the gist of what's going on there. The music will tell you it's a train. You can hear it picking up speed, going down the tracks, and finally slowing to a halt. The film, Buster Keaton's The General, is one of the longest chase scenes you'll ever see. I mean, basically, the film is a great big chase scene between Buster Keaton on his engine, The General, and the Union soldiers on their engine. And it's a lot of fun, especially for the Alloy Orchestra, who have created this new score that we're hearing on New Sounds, and played it for us live on February 9th at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden in the 2007 series of silent films with live music, something we do each winter there. And we'll hear the exciting conclusion of the Alloy Orchestra's score to The General in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll be on the website, as usual, the New Sounds page at WNYC.org. You'll be looking for program number 2644. You'll find playlists and audio archives so that you can hear any New Sounds program anytime you like on your computer with the click of a button. The New Sounds page of our website, WNYC.org. You can also write to us, our email address, newsounds@WNYC.org. This is New Sounds from our New Sounds Live silent film series. Let's get back to the Alloy Orchestra and their colorful score to the Buster Keaton silent film classic, The General. Alloy Orchestra and their new score to the old silent film The General from Buster Keaton, performed live February 9th, 2007 at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden. Our engineers Irene Trudell, Edward Haber, and Marlon Barry. And as always, this part of our New Sounds Live annual silent film series with live music at the World Financial Center. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed hearing some of the music from the Alloy Orchestra. And thanks for being with us for New Sounds.